What's up?
Hey,
ladies and gentlemen, welcome to What's Up, hey, where we talk to associate producer Andrea Allen about what's going on in her life. Andrea, what's going on in your life?
In other words, what's up, hey? You guys didn't prepare for the show today? Is that what's going on?
Well, here's the thing. Andrea, last time we talked to her, is going to Canada for her high school reunion, right? And we talked about high school reunions, proms, whatever they call it up there in Maple City.
Grad.
Mm-hmm. And it turns out, after all this, and you did go to Canada, of course, and thank you for the gifts.
You're welcome.
A Canadian shot glass. I got chocolates.
Candy.
Made that maple candy no one likes, but the thought is what counts. But it turns out you didn't go to your reunion after all.
I know.
You were going to have these guys were going to eat their hearts out.
I know.
Right?
I was going to be laughing. I'm so hot now and you're old and bald and I won and ha ha ha. But no, there weren't very many people in attendance when I signed up. I paid for this too, by the way.
How much
was it?
Like $200. Yeah.
When you say dollars, is it dollars or kangaroo pelts?
200 loonies.
Okay.
To be clear.
Is it the same?
Or 100 toonies, which is the $2 coin.
Is it hard to respect a country that calls their money loonies?
Are you asking an actual question?
Yeah, yeah.
Or?
Well, I mean, there's no way you would know. I'm telling you, it is hard.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sure.
What does loonies mean? I don't know.
It's just their money.
There's a loon on the coin.
What's a loon?
What?
It's like what a loon is?
Yeah, it's like a peacock, right?
It's a bird. It looks more like a duck.
Okay.
But it's a peacock of the sea.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a very beautiful bird. Yeah.
And they're like a lot of them there?
Yeah.
Okay.
They love them.
We love them.
They love them.
We have many political, like you guys have presidents and then we have various types of birds that we like.
Do you know that Justin Thoreau is a bird?
Yes.
Gorgeous, gorgeous.
I can tell if that's funny or if I'm just tired.
So you don't go to the reunion. Why? Is it because there's so not many people are going?
Because there were too many birds in attendance.
Right.
I was like,
get in.
No, they sent an email list before, like, these are the people who
I'm sorry. That was not me.
I'm sorry.
Okay, who was that?
That was me.
Oh, I thought it was Keith. Okay.
It was me.
Damn it. It's never Keith.
Okay. How this came up is because Henda bragged.
I did not brag.
That during regular Keith and the Girls shows, she only bangs her spoon into her glass only once an episode. Only once, she points out. Yeah. Meanwhile, if you watch on video, as she's talking to somebody, she takes a pen and twirls it. You would put your thumb and forefinger in the middle of your pen and just move it back and forth rapidly, very, very close to the mic.
Yeah.
Then, of course, it inevitably hits the mic. Mm. And then she looks around and she's like, "Bee, what happened?" Then a second later, after that passes, she's back at it.
No lessons learned.
And then she said, "I'll do better," which makes no sense.
Yeah.
How can you do better?
I honestly didn't know I was doing that with the pen.
Okay.
I didn't know.
Now you know.
So I got an email.
Yes.
I got an email.
Oh, she was just twirling her rings around the microphone. It didn't work out.
That was not me. I will point out when it's me.
I was doing gymnastics behind the mic. And it was like, here's the people that are going to the reunion. And there was probably five, myself included.
Wow.
And how many did you graduate with?
Six.
Yes. 10 loons and then 10 human people. You had to sign up and pay because you can stay. The idea is that you stay there for the weekend and you stay in the actual school because they have houses where people would sleep. So I'd stay in the house that I
and
lived
did they
at.
Give you food the whole weekend?
Yeah, yeah. So it's like an all inclusive. It's not crazy. It's $200, which or 100 loonies, 200, whatever. It's not that.
I thought that was for a night.
No, that was for the full weekend.
Okay, that's
so.
Worth it.
I don't know if I want to see these people two more days.
Well, yeah, that's my thing. So originally, me and my friend were like, okay, let's go. We knew there are fuck-ups from our grad year that we like who probably didn't buy their tickets ahead of time. So we communicated with these fuck-ups and we're like, do you want to go? Because if you're not going to go, then it's just like only weirdo squares. And I don't want to spend $200 to spend one day. But my one friend, I was like, okay, if you're going to go, I'll go. And then she lives close to the school. So I was like, we can stay at your place and we'll go for a day and then like hang out with our friends outside. Like we can just take what we want from it and then leave. And then this girl was like, yeah, yeah, okay, we're going to do it. And then a few days later, she's like, oh, I'm actually moving during that time. And my friend who was going to go with me couldn't get in touch with me. And so she was just like, all right, I guess we have to pull out of this. We're not just going to like hang out with these fucking weirdos for 3 days. And so she emailed for a refund and then was like, let's go elsewhere. So I went up to her like summer cabin with her. She kind of just like co-opted the plans. Then I make other plans. I go to this cabin and I'm getting all these text messages and emails from people like, hey, are you coming to the reunion? And I'm like, well, where the fuck were you?
Damn.
Do you see the email where it said I signed up? It was me and like three weirdos. And now you're like, oh, you didn't say you're going. I'm like, well, you fucked up.
How many people ended up going?
Like 10 or 15 more than it said, which is like fine. I don't really like, I don't care. But it was kind of like, I thought, boo. I'm like, yeah. I live in another country. I don't know. I bought my thing and then you all fucking pulled out. I'm not going to be the jerk off sitting next to that Asian guy that told me he dreamed about piercing my nipples in 10th grade. I don't want to hang out with that guy.
Oh, now you have a pierced nipple.
I know. So actually, maybe he's the Messiah.
I don't want him to be right.
Yes. I don't want to give him that shit.
The nipple showing on day two.
During
you run out of things to do.
The piercing and tattoo reveal ceremony.
I forgot that like you can get to say, I don't live in this country.
Yeah. That's, I have to plan shit in advance. Get the fuck out.
But that's nuts. You both like traveled here. Do you know what I mean? And then when you go back home, like when you guys go, I'm going home. And I'm like, where the fuck is that? And people say that about like Israel too. Like if I were to go visit my parents, I'm going home. And I'm like, which one do you associate home with? Keith, you've been far from Pennsylvania for a while.
I say I'm going to visit my parents.
You do. I say I'm going to visit my parents. I don't, but people in your situation say I'm going to go home.
Yes, because they know they're going to be given the house. So yeah. It's, in the future, we'll be home.
Yeah.
Again.
And we live in a cool place, and they probably live somewhere like shitty adjacent. So they're like, oh, I live near Pennsylvania and then I'm going home to Pennsylvania.
So do you say I'm going home?
Yeah, I mean, Vancouver doesn't really feel like my home anymore.
No?
No.
Is that weird?
It is weird. You know, it's funny.
I can't imagine not saying I'm a New Yorker. Mm. You know, like this is where I'm from. I feel like a New Yorker no matter where I go.
Yeah, it's different though because you live in an exciting place, which you can live like many different lives within New York. Like I've been here for 9 years. I feel like I've been like five different people during that time. But like in smaller cities, you kind of like reach your limitation often.
Really? You really genuinely felt that?
Yeah.
That's why my father kept immigrating. He went from Iran to Israel and then to New York. And when I asked him why, he's like, I hit my ceiling there and I needed something else.
Well, I also like, I guess my home would be, my mom has a house in a city called Nelson where she grew up and it's like really beautiful.
Mandela?
Yes. Okay. Nelson Mandela. He is also a loon, fun fact. All political figures, secretly birds. So that is, I go there. That's where I ended up going afterwards. And that's where I spend most of my time. And it's my mom's house. And that's what I consider my home. You know, if I was going to retreat somewhere, it would be there.
And that seems very quiet.
Yeah, it's quiet. It's like kind of hippie-ish, you know. And then also Vancouver Island is where I went to high school. So that's like another, you know, I have nostalgia for those places, but they're not where I belong.
See, because I do, if I follow you obviously on social media, and whenever you go back home, it's like, you know, river rafting,
it's beautiful,
and outdoor,
yeah,
and blah, blah, blah. Would you be doing that if you lived there?
Yes, but I would be doing that stuff and also feel bored.
Wow.
You know, because like, I even know, like, every time I go back there and talk to people.
I'm so sorry.
The fifth time will be enough. Yeah, the fifth time there'll be no more phone calls from Hemda. That's the fifth one, but for sure now. Yeah. The person will get the hint.
Sure.
If I keep stopping the call.
Hold on, sorry. Anyway, so oh, is that bothering you? Are you responding to that text? So rude. Unbelievable. Not a loon at all.
So Henda's
texting right now.
Yeah. So okay. Henda's worth.
Yeah. Baby butt is in Maine, and
oh god, no! Oh god, how
Maine?
How can this man that we're supposed to respect understand how to live in Maine?
It's not that. It's just
is okay. Maine on fire?
Yeah, check the news. Is Maine on fire? You can check it. You don't give a shit.
Yeah. Why don't you check on your tablet, or let your laptop run on high and let it go? Is my laptop making a sound?
Oh, is it doing it again? Oh, Kenda, here's a program that it'll stop your fan.
I did that.
And?
I did the program.
And?
I don't know. I don't get to use my laptop.
Right. No, you've been canned from that.
We should put Hemda on a straight jacket during recording.
She'll find a way. She'll be like clicking her lips. Yeah.
I'm really glad Baby Butt is not here because I know he'll chime in because I am so heavy. I just fucking knock everything out. It's true. I know this about me. She has a
sippy
be a
cup.
Pretty...
She needs a sippy computer. She needs a sippy microphone.
I want to be a pretty ballerina, but I'm not.
Oh, absolutely not.
She'd be knocking over the third row.
Yeah. That's crazy that you think you're anywhere close to that.
No, I do not think that at all. But in my dream, I've choreographed many a piece.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
As a singer, I have knocked the mic into my teeth. In the middle of a show.
In the middle of a beautiful song.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm about to cry and then boom, and I'm like, oh, I'm back.
I'm back.
I have more than 12 years experience on mic on a daily basis. I still don't know where it is. Mm-hmm.
She twirls pens like that one robot in that Star Wars movie that had 25 lightsabers at once.
We could do a thing like those horses, like they have blinders, and then we could attach you to the mic with string, and then if you get far away from it, it yanks you back.
I honestly don't think that would work. But let's give it a go.
Okay, every time I go back to these cities, I like relate. I also relate less and less to the people.
Is that a bummer?
It is. Like, my friends I will always relate to, my old friends, because you kind of just, like, pick up where you left off. But, like, for example, so my friend who took me to her cabin, her younger brother was there with a lot of his friends from Vancouver. And there was just, like, I don't know. They're all, like, rich white kids. And there's a few moments where
limited experience showed its head.
Yes. Okay. And it was like, oh, this is really what was one of them? They were making fun of Muslim people. Like, they're doing fake prayers. Like, we're going to do a prayer at the table as a joke. And they'd be like Allah Muslim. I'd be like, this is bad on like so many levels.
It reminds me when we were on that Hemda and I on that Bowling Points TV show, and I told Hemda ahead of time what they're gonna do.
Yeah.
But it's these two people acting like they're Russian. They were gonna be talking to each other, but acting like look at this guy, and literally they were like shli shla shli shli shlu shlu.
Yeah,
yeah. I was
it's that level.
And Hemda's like, I was gonna get mad for this TV show, but you're not even letting me.
Yeah. I was so upset that I had to pretend like I wouldn't have known that that's fake fucking language. Don't pick anybody who knows Russian.
Shlush.
Pick a language that they know. Why do they have to be Russian?
Ching chong.
It was like that. It was like that.
Jing Chinese.
Yes.
And I'm like, I think she's looking at my dick, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Well, it was. There was that. There was like, well, black people love to drink Ciroc. Like, just such stereotypical shit. And then like, I don't know. It's like listening to rap music and like you drop in N-words. And this one girl, God bless her heart. She's a friend of mine, but she's just like, you know, when you meet someone who's so lovely and you're like, you don't know how the world works at all, do you? Like, not in any capacity. She goes,
so simple or so pretty?
So simple.
Okay.
But also very pretty. Like, she's just a kind-hearted person. She just
Your friends are gorgeous. It's actually weird.
They're beautiful. It's like, weird. They're beautiful, lovely people with the best of intentions, and they don't understand the shithole the rest of this planet is. And also, they don't understand how limited their viewpoints are. Like, she goes, you know, people always get upset with me when I say this, but, you know, I just feel like it's unfair when women are pregnant that they can have an abortion and, like, not tell the man and, like, include him in the decision. And I'm like, oh, all like, every part of me just wants to be like, do you know how fucking stupid that sentence, like, that's so fucking stupid. Are you serious? Like, and then I have to politely be like, well, you know, the reason could be that maybe like they don't want it. Their body has to go through a lot more than the man does, or maybe the man's abuse. Like, there's definitely clear reasons. And she's like,
so you say that.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. I do, but I'm like, I don't want to be, I'm not interested in talking to you right now because
I
feel like I'm talking down to you, and I don't know.
And then Jay-Z's The Story of OJ comes on. They're like, this is my jam. Hold on. Rich.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, this is so ignorant and ugly, but you don't even know. So where do I even start with this shit?
Do you think that men should know? Like, would you want to know because it is your sperm or whatever?
I think it depends, but no, 100%. I get the women don't have to say.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If an ex-girlfriend came to you now and was like, you know what, I did get pregnant, I had an abortion.
Why are you telling me now? What am I going to do about it? If you already did it, don't tell me.
Yeah.
That's rude.
I think as a dude, you're welcome.
Yeah.
You didn't have to make the decision. But I understand as a dude... it wasn't. But the thing is it's not, you just got me pregnant. We don't have a baby. Yeah. If we had a baby, you can have a say. Right now, your sperm is just doing weird shit to me and I'm going to get rid of it.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
It's a little, her viewpoint, although nice in its like, I guess, in some ways it's nice in that she was just trying to like say that everyone should be included in the decision. But I'm like, you're kind of like a male apologist in a lot of ways. Like you're discounting the fact that there are some women in the world that are still owned by men and treated like property. Like you're,
and she also has no idea where this goes. If it's not Nebraska, it's Alabama. It's a hick town or hick state that now has the law. The man has to be included, and by has to be included, I mean including rape.
Yeah, yeah,
whoa,
exactly.
Whoa, did that actually pass?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I almost just threw up.
Yeah.
I would make it up. I'm not kidding. I would say, hey, Keith, I'm pregnant. You didn't do it. Would you, as my buddy, say that this is yours?
Yeah.
Why the fuck not? So, you know what? That's the loophole, right? Would you do that for me? For a friend? Well, you have to do it for me. It's sure. Weird right now. I get it.
You did just happen to hit the mic again. Yeah. I'm kind of upset with you.
It was, you know what? It wasn't the mic. It was the table, I think.
So many rules I put on this show.
Mm-hmm. I'm speak outside of the rules.
You are speak outside of the rules.
I'm sorry. But yeah, what do you think?
Sure, I'd be the town gentleman, yeah.
Sure, right? Yeah.
But ironically, I get to fuck you.
Yeah. You have to. Make it right.
Yeah, because
make it the truth.
They're gonna be able to tell that it wasn't my penis in there.
Well, yeah, so it's like the ideas, and also like there, I don't know, there was comments about like, oh yeah, this part of Vancouver, you know, isn't as nice. So many Chinese people have moved in, and I'm like, wow, we're just greenlining that. Okay.
And obviously everyone's okay with it. It's some of these New York cab drivers where they're like, mm-hmm. fucking Obama, they think a black person's gonna change things. And I'm like, you just met me.
Yeah.
And we're a pretty liberal place.
I know. Yeah. And so I'm like, oh God, well, when do I say, oh my God, okay, I'm gonna let that. And then I don't know. It also, me not drinking was a huge,
I
it was
about
a
that.
Huge, like,
do
weird
you have
thing.
Weed? I don't know. If
I didn't have weed. Finally, someone.
Are you allowed to drink during reunions?
No.
Never mind different countries. That's no. Weird. I don't get it. I gotta listen to you.
It's not like a hose in different area code situation.
Okay.
But so like,
why didn't you have weed?
Well, my friend kind of like set up this whole trip because everyone pulled out, and so she like set it all up, and we kind of just had to go right away, and I didn't really have time to like get it or whatever. I'm like, it's fine. I can.
Yeah, is it fucked up that I'm like, you didn't have a drink? Did you have weed? Yeah. I probably shouldn't do that.
There's no weed. You're in the woods and you had no weed.
Ah! Irony. You're in weeds, and no weed.
Did you just try to smoke the grass? How did you even do? Are you huffing glue?
But that's rough when everyone's like, quote,
sure.
Partying, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like, there was this one girl in particular, and this is always the case when you don't drink, when someone has a drinking problem, they're almost always the person who asks you the most questions or makes the most like snide, weird comments about it.
Oh, wow.
Because they're insecure about their situation. So I'm like, all right, I noticed that she was drinking a lot. It comes up that I don't drink. And then I was like, all right, she's asking a lot of questions. I bet you the jokes are going to come. And inevitably, like, ooh, you're getting real crazy with your seltzers. Ooh, do you want a shock? And it's like, okay.
Right.
Like, I get that it's outside. Anything that's partially outside of the box is just like so like, and it's like, okay.
Wow. Did you feel yourself develop out of that?
Yes.
Because like, I imagine you don't even know you're in it. And then.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing is that I used to like, shotgun these beers and like, go.
But I'm talking about outside of like that speech pattern, that ignorance.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. Because I, was exposed to different people. It's like all these people are all incredibly privileged, all white, and they're spewing their opinions and thoughts on people of different races and sexualities, and not all of them. I'm not going to say every single one in the group, more the young ones who I didn't know, not my friend or our close friends, except for the one girl, but it's just out of naivety. It's not like
hateful.
It's not hateful. It's just like she's lived a lovely life and that's all she knows. But it's like, but none of you know, you don't know a black person. Like, how are you talking about what black people like when
first black person here?
Yeah.
Did you, Keith?
No, we had one.
Yeah.
Exchange student.
Yeah.
Indian, but counts.
Yeah, it does count if it's in the sphere, which is like if you grow up in that, then you can't like, it's not like you're not your fault, but like, what are you going to do? But at a certain age, it's like, haven't you developed further than this?
But they won't. They won't because.
Is it impossible? Is it actually impossible?
No,
because
because there was a couple there that I didn't know who was like a friend of a friend who lived in Vancouver, two white people, so nice, very wild, like world views. I really like enjoyed my time with them.
Were they traveled or something?
Maybe, but these people are traveled too.
Oh, that's right.
But it's like you go to the resort, you go to the nice resort with your family. Like you're just going to white places.
You're not traveling, you're vacationing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. You're just going.
And what were you going to say that they can't?
Well, I told the story where my brother was dating a black woman and goes to the church in our small town. And I don't know how he brought it up, but my dad said, oh, so I found myself. I think I asked, like, whatever you said, Dad, made me think to ask this. Would you picture people are looking at your family funny, like, who's this black person in our church?
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's a hateful church. It's a church.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad said, yeah, I did. And then I said, what do you think about like, oh, I'm racist. What do I do? And he goes, what?
Yeah.
I'm not racist. That's what? And I'm like, forget it. Never mind.
Yeah.
But you're the one who said it. You just said it. You realized you were ashamed that you were looking around feeling ashamed at people's eyeball. So what do you think about being racist? No.
Yeah.
Discussion over.
You know, Elsa, though, told me, because I was like, oh, that's racist and that's racist. And she said there is a distinction between prejudice and racist. And racist has like a more negative, like...
A hateful,
yeah. Whereas prejudice is like, this is... It's a prejudice towards something.
Nobody likes that either.
Hard consonants
and prejudice.
Yeah.
Well, prejudice. That doesn't sound good.
No, it's not good, but... But maybe more accurate. But I think he would have had the same response.
Though. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even like, so with the drinking, like we're sitting around the campfire late at night and I'm like everyone's like dancing and singing. Everyone's really drunk. And I'm like, I'm around drunk people all the time. Like,
can you get into it still?
Yeah, of course I can get into it. But I happen to be really tired. Like there's a time difference. I've been going all day, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's drunk. I don't know anybody really except for my friend. And then the same one girl was just like, shotgun a set, like again and again and again. And then they kept being like, Andrea, get up and dance. It's like, I'm sitting down because I'm tired and I'm an adult. And I know you're trying to include me by being like, you can party too. But it's like, I don't want to party like you. Like, I know. And so I had a conversation. I just started getting more and more agitated.
If you pushed them all into the fire, that'd be awesome.
I know, right? Let's party now. But it's like, just let me be. I'm not upset at my stasis, but because I'm different than you, that's making you so uncomfortable that you have to continue to call it out. And it's like, you think you're helping me, but really you're helping yourself because you're like, well, we're going to normalize it, like, but with all these constant jokes. And so the next day, my friend and I like went out for a swim and she was just kind of like, is everything okay? And I was like, it's totally fine. And I know the intentions were were kind and inclusive, but that's the most uncomfortable I've been not drinking since I started.
And I was going to go to a reunion.
Yeah, right? Yeah. You know, I've been at the drunkest things ever. I've been to like drug, but it's like just, there's such focus on otherness and it's just like,
oh, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
It just goes across the board.
Yeah, it's different. It's not even necessarily a race thing, but the Chinese thing was a race thing. There's jokes about Muslims, there's jokes about black people. But anything that's like a little bit off the beaten path. But it's bizarre because Vancouver is this like beautiful place. So it's like yoga and health and blah, blah, blah. But then there's also the like money and just weird white territorial. Like it was just so, I was like, just fuck all this. Like, I don't know. And so I kind of kept to myself or just was with like my friends and the people that I like. But I'm like talking to these bros and I'm like, I don't know what to fucking say to you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember, shitty. You know, I guess that must be a young thing because I've never really drank. Mm-hmm. And so I do remember, wow, people used to say some shit to me for not drinking. Like, kind of hateful things like
yeah.
They don't trust me, they don't feel good around me, and mm-hmm. I'm like, this is it was really sad for me because I'm like, oh, I thought we were having a nice time, like I really was having such a nice time, and they'd be like, and then they would we'd be having a great time, we'd be hanging out for hours, mm-hmm. Suddenly they realize maybe they're getting shots for everybody and suddenly it's illuminated that I don't drink, and it's mm-hmm. like, oh, well, that's, and are you thinking of me right now, and what mm-hmm. are you, what are you thinking, and like I don't trust
they
you
think
and
about being judged.
Oh, completely. Yeah. And they're like, well, you know, then you're not on the same plane. And I was like, but I'm yeah. doing everything you guys are doing. And not, I'm not doing everything you guys are doing, but I'm hanging. Like yeah. I'm doing whatever the thing is. Like you guys are sitting at a table eating. I'm doing that.
Yeah. Well, with this one particular girl who was drinking the whole time, drinking more than everybody else. She was asking me questions about it. And then like making jokes and then, but then she'd have moments like we'd be chatting. She'd be like, well, why did you stop? And I was like, oh, the XYZ. And she's like, yeah, you know, I get like blacked out a little too much. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm.
But she's drunk.
Yeah. I'm like, okay, well, that's fine. Like, I'm just giving you my perspective and you're like partially agreeing with it. But I'm not judging you just because I'm sitting more quietly because I'm fucking tired.
Maybe I'm judging when you put little and two together.
Yeah.
I'm a little too much.
Mm. Yeah.
But that's not, but how, the thing is like, I would think, well, I wouldn't think this because I would be drunk, but I imagine that you would be one of the last people to judge because you know exactly
what's happening. Yeah, I've done it all. Yeah, I know. And I do that with people to make them feel comfortable. Like, I'm not uptight. I'm the opposite. I'm loose as a goose. I'm like, a real loon listen, all over town.
I have a list of all the shitty things I need.
Yeah.
Subscribe to my podcast.
Yeah.
I'm talking about fucking this guy. Andrea, why don't you join us about fucking this guy? Fuck them.
Yeah.
Next.
Exactly.
I'll go to this side of the room.
So that was a shame. That was a big shame. With my best friend who I went up with, I had so much fun with her. And I did say something to her on the car ride down. And she listened. And she's very smart. Like, she's not... And her family is lovely. There are just a few like friends of friends who are like that. And it was just exacerbated because I was stuck up there in a location with them, you know? It's like now I'm at a party for several days where I can't get out.
Yeah.
And everyone's shotgunning beers and yelling about black people. And I'm like, I'm going to go read a book.
Could you ask a black person to come to this party? And immediately you see who freaks out and doesn't.
I feel like I know at least two or three would be like, you hear from the hood. Like, it's so antiquated. You know what I mean?
You hear from the hood.
Yeah, it's crazy. And I don't know. There's diversity in Vancouver. It's just, I think it's a classist thing. But more, it's classist. It's racist.
And then the guy says, honestly, I am from the hood. And you're like, fuck.
Come on, man. Just pretend to be a doctor. So yeah, that part of it kind of
sucks.
It's fine. Like I went on the vacation to relax. I got to spend time with my friend, and then I went and hung out with my mom, and I had a great time. Everyone was gracious. Like they weren't like flying KKK flags. I just like noticed,
right.
Yeah,
the difference. And I looked at people whose lives were like in Vancouver, And I'm like, oh, that bores me.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I made the right choice.
I used to visit Israel every year as a kid. And on my way out, my relatives would cry. And I'd be like, all year long, we live without each other. I'm just here for 2 solid fucking months. Mm-hmm. What are you missing? I don't know. I'm a dick about that stuff.
Why do you love me?
I just didn't understand the overwhelming emotion. But maybe they weren't crying over me. They were crying over my mom.
Probably.
But I don't know. I don't think I really cry over stuff like that.
No, I enjoy my time there. I can see myself settling down as like a much older person there. It's a much easier place to live.
Even Land and I talked about that. Like, if we were going to retire in a place that's different than New York,
yeah,
Vancouver's on the list.
Sure. Do you know what you're doing with your pen?
No shit. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
I guarantee that your racist acquaintances have very meticulous Facebook posts about how they love everybody.
Well, that's
and are the first to retweet something where it's like, oh, I can't believe this white person punched this black person for no reason. We're all human. Da, 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 da. Mm.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. It's like you're liberal. That's what's confusing about it, is that you're liberal and I feel that you support the right causes. And you are smart, educated people. I don't think that you, but
there's a disconnect.
There is a disconnect there. And I don't know if they could ever bridge that gap unless they were exposed to cultures and places different than themselves. And that
you guys don't think that you can read about it or learn about it in a different way. Like, you know, we had a show the other day, Keith, and somebody feedbacked, I don't hear the racism in the Shia LaBeouf thing.
Right.
Yes.
And I understand what they're saying because they don't hear racist words. They hear like sentences and they don't understand like what's behind it.
Right.
What's, you know, you gotta, the whole context is in there. And I feel like, can you learn about that stuff? Because I've learned a little bit about that stuff. Like, you know, people put out videos like, why is this weird? You
right.
know, it feels okay right. to you. You have all good intentions. Why is this weird? Why can't, for example, I mean, this isn't a good example for me because people ask me this. Why can't you touch black people's hair? Mm-hmm. I happen to be on the side of people asking me to touch my hair, but I can understand why somebody would ask that question and mm-hmm. why.
But but they don't ask the question. They just immediately go, I don't see the problem, period. And mm-hmm. they're not looking right. for another reason. When the person you're talking about, listen, they're flirting, writes in, he's not looking for an answer. He's looking for like, even though you guys just talked about this for 10, 15 minutes, and everybody in the room of different races agreed Shia LaBeouf was being racist, I just want to go, sorry, guys, I don't hear anything different. Send instead mm-hmm. of going, I'm not even going to write. Maybe I'll re-listen to this because I got to be missing something. But maybe I'm not. People have been
right.
wrong before. But no, I just got to tell them, guys, I don't hear it. Send.
Well, you're right, because I want to be open-minded, sorry, about, you know, hey, let people ask the questions. If they don't hear the racism, then let them ask. But you're right, because every time I think when you say that, I go, what would I do? And I wouldn't just go, yeah, I don't hear it.
Yeah, no way.
I would be embarrassed by what I'm not hearing.
Yes.
And I would first ask myself several different questions to mm-hmm. see if I can. And then I would be like, hey, I thought about this. I don't see it.
You take these people. It's a shame to reward weirdos, but you take these people to Epcot, you let them run around a little bit, and they discover some things, you know? You take them to China Land, you take
Epcot?
Them to...
Oh, I see.
China
oh
Land.
Yeah, you go all the different areas.
Well, I think, like, you can read things, I think, for sure. Like, the people that I met on that trip who I really liked, they're obviously well-read and educated, but I think you can't have empathy for... You can't truly have empathy for another race or their experience or another sexuality or gender or whatever until you know someone of that race and gender, because then that's my friend and I...
Isn't that so dumb
I'm
of
more,
us? As
I'm
a people, mo- that's stupid.
Sure, I'm more apt to genuinely feel hurt for you because you're my friend
and I
know you.
And I hate that. I hate when people are like, oh, I have a sister or, you know...
But it's a different... That's a person
my
you
best
know
friend
now.
Is gay. I know that sucks. Do you know what I mean? Like... It sucks that is the way our brain is mapped, that we could do research and things like that, but we need to feel it or know it or, right. you know, like we need to get that close to it.
Well, yeah. Flirchin is one of these people that they can't apologize. They can't be wrong. When he writes recently on our forums, you know, Dante Nero is terrible. He's worse than Pat Dixon, worse than Jackie Marling. I'm like, all right, all I'm hearing right now is words, but okay. You're saying someone's worse than somebody we won't talk to anymore because they grabbed Linda's ass. Mm-hmm. Worse than somebody we won't talk to anymore because he has physically, sexually assaulted people that we know. But you're just going to stick with this. Then, after a back and forth of him defending himself, he goes back and realizes, oh, this is a contentious point. I'm going to delete my original post. I'm like, well, now I just look like I'm talking to nobody. I'm insane. So I'm able to, you know, repost the post. And I go, come on, you don't get to just, you know, take it away if you're not going to say anything else. And he's like, look, I don't know what you want from me. What do you want me to do? I'm like, no, go back and be a weirdo. What do you mean? What do I want? What do you want from me? I want you to stick with your point or don't stick with your point.
Yeah.
But don't act like, wow, Keith is being too much. I really just took it away to make things easier.
No, I don't like that editing shit.
Don't do me no favors. Stick with your point or don't stick with your point.
Or say like, but oh, don't my be a weird, original well, point needs to be amended. I no longer feel that way.
Yes.
Yeah, just admit it. Well, I also, again, I saw my dad too at the end of the trip. It was a full experience. And I realized something. It's funny when you go away from all this stuff and then you come back to it and you're like, ugh. And I just, he's so judgmental. And he said something about like, well, you know, your brother was talking to me a bunch when he needed money for something. And then now that he doesn't need money, I don't hear from him. And I'm like,
okay.
Great. And scene. Hope Why are you saying that to me?
I hope that works out.
Yeah.
Dad, fuck him.
You know what? You're right. That money-sucking piece of shit. But he's like very judgy. He makes comments about money. He's very, very like, he values hard work and being smarter than other people. And so I saw him and I'm like, I see that in me now. As I get older, I like see your behaviors and then I start to like make the mind map connection to how they're kind of my behaviors. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Mm. I don't know.
That's always interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. When I realized like how much I do what my mom did.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and I thought I was so much like my dad. And then I'm like, oh, I see. Fuck.
So I am.
And my mom's, you know, like she's a lovely person. Yeah. She has all these great qualities, like all this shit. It's like what you're saying, you know, your dad values hard work. We're not saying anything bad.
Right.
But then
but it comes
that,
from a place of like being better than others.
There's that extra part. And it's like, if you mimic your parents on that extra level.
Gross.
Bring it back. Yeah, you got to really work hard on that.
I know.
You as a peep, like me, you.
Sure. Yeah. I went back to the origin and was like, oh, this stuff all seemed really nice. And now that I see it like kind of more at face value and I've been away from it, it's like there's a lot of really ugly, gross stuff here.
Yeah.
Speaking of ugly, gross, let me ask you this. In the last week, everybody loves this of you. I pretend that I don't like it, but of course it's a treat. What guests in here?
Oh, love it.
Have I'm not saying, you know, things we try to hide as opposed to, meaning sometimes, you know, we work harder than we normally have to. You know, nothing like that. But has any guest...
Can we leave out names and just kind of keep it light?
No. Has any guest angry? Kinda always makes it worse and never gets it.
I know.
We just got her to put down a pen. Baby steps.
I gotta pick up my pen for this.
Uh-huh. Right.
Hold on. I gotta take this call. Sorry. What were you saying?
Has there been anybody that angered you or treated you shitty or a gentleman that ghosted you in the past that has been on the show? I really have no name in mind.
No, this week has been hookup free.
Okay.
This is a very exciting week. No one offended me.
Okay.
There was a guest who was blatantly ignoring their obvious drinking problem. Mm. It rhymes with Schmartin Schmero. And your father's an alcoholic and you have liver problems. I don't know. Let's connect the dots.
I get why he wasn't connecting that. I was like, wow, a beard and night?
I don't know about that.
How about that?
Oh, okay.
And he's like, okay.
I used to always be like, I only have a few 16 drinks a night.
I didn't really think of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like, I don't know that I'm holding my pen.
Yeah.
Right. Mm. It's the same. Check
he was holding 17 pens shaped like Corona. And then I went here and I drank. And then I said, I'm going to die anyways, so I should just drink. My dad threw a phone at me when he was drunk. You know how parents do. Couldn't be hereditary anyways.
He made me punch him in the face. But so, you know, I'll check my blood test.
Yeah, but I'll just keep drinking until then, and it should be good.
Well, there you go. So it's been a good week.
Yeah.
And there you have it.
I will say, Vancouver is so beautiful. It was such a, like, culture shock because I was gone for almost 2 weeks. The airport in Vancouver is, like, there's a waterfall in the airport.
Oh, my God.
And, like, totem poles. Everything's gorgeous and just so clean. And then I get off at JFK, and I, like, walk out the door, and it just smells like piss, like hot, dirty trash piss. And I'm like, I love it. I'm back.
I'm home.
Me and all the other races in our little shithole.
And then as she passes different races, I don't hate you. I don't hate you. I don't hate you. Oh, can I borrow a dollar? No.
No, I'm rich and white. Got to keep it that way. Keep it pure, Canada.
I have that all the time when I come back. Obviously, Maui is like, so their airport, oh my God, it doesn't have any waterfalls. I don't think, maybe, I don't know. But it's like outdoors, most of it. Mm-hmm. Like there's, it's, you're not, in, you're just,
yeah,
it's outdoors.
You're like, oh, this is just how you live in this paradise.
Yeah. And then we get to New York. And, you know, and it's in my head, like, as soon as you get to New York, it's going to take a minute. New York is frustrating. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could beam just straight to my house, mm-hmm. then everything could start right. But the fucking airport.
Yeah, you got to go through the shithole.
Fucking luggage. Those people. Mm-hmm. The taxi line.
What, black people? Is that what you're talking about?
People are fucking assholes. Then the cab driver where you feel like you got to get in and sound like a New Yorker or they're going to take you to the wrong place.
I'm going to Queens, but I know where I'm going, exactly. So don't even fucking dare.
I even think I say, you know, maybe we should take like Grand Central, or I throw something out like that. Like, I'm a New Yorker. I lived here all my life. Yeah. Let's not fucking get into any shit. And then by the time I get home, it's like, The 12 hours of travel, that's added, of course. But then mm-hmm. the 3 hours between when you land and when you get home is when you're like,
getting kicked in the crotch.
Am I sure that I like living in New York?
Yeah.
Am I certain of that? And then you get home and you're like, I love it. Mm-hmm.
And then I like do a show and then buy groceries at like 3 a.m. And mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, I was at the Maui airport. And when you go through security, they give you their shoes.
Right, yeah.
Big difference.
Yeah.
All right. Andrea, thank you very much.
Welcome back.
And now you know what's up.
Hey.